proclamation number 4909 dated the June 4th, 1950. I myself am the word. Single quote the disciples' gospel. Engross yourselves in the gospel I sent to you from above and you will realize that it is the same that my disciples had written down, who did so on my instruction. It is always me myself who speaks to you humans if you accept my word, wherever it may be. I spoke to people through my disciples and still do so today, because my love is not restricted and neither is my word, that is, the emanation of my love, which expresses itself through my word and will never end, which you will certainly understand when you know what my word fundamentally is. I myself am the word. This alone must prove to you that I have not committed myself to letters and that my word will always and forever be conveyed to the spiritual essence which has embodied itself on earth as a human being. My word will certainly forever remain the same because, being the only truth, it can never be changed by me, yet you humans rearrange it through your will, you assign a different meaning to my word, as long as you are not yet spiritually enlightened. And for this reason alone I must repeatedly convey my word to earth, so that my word will come true. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. My word, the pure gospel from the heavens, which time and again provides you with the evidence of myself and my love. As long as you humans are still imperfect, you will not keep anything of perfection the way it is. Instead, you will always strive to change it, precisely because you are imperfect. It is a natural law that nothing will remain pure as soon as it comes into an impure environment, and human will is far more inclined towards that which is imperfect and will always try to drag down what is above himself. Nevertheless, it is free will, which will not be interfered with from my side, hence I will never keep my teaching pure by force. Instead, I will repeatedly convey the pure truth again to those of you who desire it. People will never become aware of the distortion of my originally pure teaching if they do not profoundly desire the truth themselves, otherwise the error would not be so widespread. And neither will they accept anything that is offered to them by me with love, for they are spiritually blind, they keep to the letter and remain untouched by the spirit of my word. I will never expend myself, and I will never stop bestowing the emanation of my eternal love upon humanity. And therefore I will never stop descending personally to people in the word, which I promised you with the words, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. If I therefore want to stay with you myself, then you must also be able to hear me, for I am life, I am strength and thus also the word of eternity, which manifests itself as life and strength, light and love. I do not want you humans to look upon me as a distant god. I want to be a father to you, always close and always willing to give you words of love if you want to hear them. Just as I once spoke to people when I lived on earth, just as I spoke to my disciples after my ascension to heaven in whom I continued working in spirit as before on earth, that is how I also always want to speak to people like to my children. I want to convey words of love and wisdom to them in order to reveal myself to them as God, Creator and Father of eternity. And therefore I will never stop being present to my earthly children in the Word, and yet I will only ever impart to them the same that my disciples also received as gospel from me, because it is the pure truth, which shall remain, even if heaven and earth pass away. Amen.